Over recent weeks, we've been talking about almost a schedule of what we expected the Fed to do and what we thought the RBA would do in response. And today, the Fed has moved, as we expected, by 75 basis points. And in doing so, it's moved to the rate, or to the range, 225 basis points to 250. And that generates an effective Fed funds rate of 233 basis points. Now, Jay Powell, talking this morning, said that the good thing about that is the Fed has arrived at neutral, that he sees the range 225 to 250, the neutral area for the Fed. And what that means is that that's consistent with their long-term inflation target, which is 2% for the PCE, core inflation number. But he also said that they'd continue to raise rates, and that the best outlook was provided so far was provided by the summary of economic projections at the release of the previous meetings. He said that a further update of that would be released at the September meeting, but that wouldn't be for 8 weeks, he said. So what that outlook was that rates would get up to 3.4% by the end of this year and rise further next year. That was the outlook that he was referring to. So we think that the Fed will continue to put up rates as they go forward. We think now that they'll drop back to about 50 basis point rate hikes. And we think by November they'll get to a range 3.25 to 3.5, and probably continue to rise them again next year. He was asked, did he think that the US was in recession? And the reason he was asked that the US was in recession is because the Atlanta Fed is reporting that the GDP for the second quarter fell by 1.25%. So if you have two consecutive negative quarters of GDP, does that mean that there is a US recession? And he said no. And the reason he said no, that he didn't think that it was in recession, is because the labor market was too strong. He said that the additional jobs growth month by month was too strong, and unemployment was still very, very low. So as far as the Fed is concerned, there's no recession. So that's why they think that the major thing that they have to deal with is inflation, and they think that they will continue to put up rates. Now, let's turn briefly to the RBA. Yesterday, we had an increase in our inflation level. And even though the headline number was 6.1%, what the RBA is really concerned about is the trimmed mean of that number. And previously, the trimmed mean was 3.7%, and now it's risen to 4.9%. So that means that the major objective for the RBA, considering that 4.9% for the trimmed mean is way above the mid-range of the Australian target of 2.5. That means the major target for the RBA is the same as the Fed, and that is the problem of inflation. And that means that they can continue to put up rates. So what we think is going to happen next week is the RBA will put up rates by another 50 basis points to get to 195 basis points. And given that there isn't a Fed meeting for 8 weeks, what we then think is that at the beginning of September, the RBA will put up rates by another 50 basis points to get to 235 basis points. And what's interesting about that is that very briefly, the RBA and the Fed will be at the same level in terms of interest rates. So Australian interest rates are going to go through a period of gaining on the Fed, and hopefully that supports the currency, because it was pretty interesting for me to looking at the at the CPI numbers for Australia yesterday, because when I look at the quarterly numbers and think of them in annualised terms, what struck me was the acceleration of import prices, particularly things like clothing and software. I thought were accelerating much more rapidly, for example, than petrol prices were on a quarterly annualised basis. So I think that's important to get that acceleration of the of Australian interest rates relative to US interest rates to maybe give a little bit of a kick, a little bit of a support to the Aussie dollar. But it's definitely the case that the Fed, number one issue is taming inflation, and it's definitely the case that that's the current sign in Australia. Now, I've said in previous weeks that this issue of the US going into recession would start with the release of the CPI, which I think is tomorrow, US time, and because there would be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP reported. And that number is reported by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, which is part of the Department of Commerce. Now, as I said 2 weeks ago, the BEA is now actually reporting two numbers on GDP. In addition to the conventional number, which shows two negative quarters, what you're going to have is an additional number, which is the GDPI or the GDP income, which is based on payments within the economy rather than the what GDP, as we've come to know it over the last 30 years, is based on is the physical quantities of product that are actually delivered. GDPI is on the flow of funds in the economy. And GDPI is more suited to interpreting economy, which is a service economy, rather than a manufacturing economy, which is the traditional measure. So the real problem for US GDP in the first quarter is that we had a really big surge in imports. And that means that we had an expanded deficit in real net exports, which is how the physical quantity flowing into the US expanded more rapidly in that quarter than the physical quantity of exports going out. And that's why that number looks negative in the first quarter. And that's still a problem in this quarter in the conventional measure of GDP. But still, there's plenty of income growth in the US economy, which is why there's so many people, why the demand for labor is so great, and why unemployment hasn't started to rise. So we've got these two things reported in two different ways. But what it means that even though you've got a surge in exports, you've got strong employment growth. And that's the issue, that's the debate in where the US economy is going. Is the US economy in recession or not? No, it's not. Jay Powell says when you look at the employment numbers, yes, it might be if you're looking at the physical quantity of imports. That's what the GDP, the long time way we've done GDP is telling us. But in reality, what we see in our market is that earnings actually look pretty reasonable in this quarter, and that supports stock market prices, and that's the thing for us to look at. So what's another way of looking at this? Look at your trusty Chicago Fed National Activity Indicator, which this month, the three-month for the Chicago Fed National Activity Indicator, which has just been reported, comes in at just below zero. That is to say, it's the three-month moving average of the Chicago Fed National Activity Indicator is minus 0.04, which means the US economy is growing just below trend in terms of this very successful indicator. And that also shows that the US isn't in recession either. So the Fed will continue to tighten both this year and next year. And they are reassured that the US is not in recession. And I think the data reassures me of the same analysis.